Gaza is quiet on Monday. No Israeli bombs, no collapsing buildings, no air raid sirens for now. 3 days of bombardment by Israel has destroyed homes and killed dozens of Palestinians, many of them children. The ceasefire began late on Sunday, bringing relief and celebration.
We hope we will not have wars. We are a people and we have the right to live our lives in Gaza. We don't want wars every year or every 2 days. Now we haven't even recovered from the previous war.
Because Israel says a hunt for leaders of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Israel and its allies call them terrorists. But the relatively small armed resistance group enjoys support among Palestinians. They effect heavy aerial and artillery attacks on neighborhoods in Gaza and retaliatory rocket fire into Israel. Egypt mediated the ceasefire between Israel and the Islamic Jihad with support from the UN and Qatar.
Because of this renewed aggression, the Qatari role was again, as it always is, with the aim to stop this aggression and stop the continuous bloodshed.
Israel and Islamic Jihad both reserve the right, they say, to respond to future aggression, assuring a decades-long conflict is far from over.
The Zionist enemy had a clear and specific goal, the annihilation of the Islamic Jihad movement and its military wing, the Al-Quds Brigade. Today, after the clashes stopped, Islamic Jihad is clearly still strong.
Minutes before the ceasefire took effect, a flurry of bombs and rockets flew back and forth between Gaza and Israel before the skies fell silent.
People in Gaza don't get to go back to anything like normal because they're still living under Israel's siege that is a form of silent violence against every man, woman, and child in Gaza 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for 15 years. So unfortunately, it is fragile. This is going to happen again. I can't tell you if it's going to be in a day, a week, a month, or a year, but it's going to keep happening because Israel enjoys total impunity for its crimes against the Palestinian people.
Let's cross over live now to Yumna Said in Gaza. Yumna, how is that ceasefire holding now?
Sami, well, here in Gaza, while people are trying to get back to their normal lives, many families are mourning in funerals of their lost beloved ones in the past airstrikes. Others are in hospital with their injuries. But the situation remains very complicated politically, where it's a very cautious silence. It's a very fragile ceasefire, like you mentioned yourself. I mean, according to Islamic Jihad, a political leader here in the Gaza Strip, Jihad al-Batsh, who we have spoken to, they say that they have an agreement and they have promises by Egypt made on the release of Bassam al-Saadi and Khaled Awawda, and that is considered a promise for the ceasefire to be implemented in the coming 2 weeks of time frame, he said, or as soon as possible. On the other hand, Israeli internal security minister said that the agreement of the ceasefire did not include any releasing of any high-profile Islamic Jihad prisoners that are in custody with Israel. So Ziad al-Nakhala also last night in his presser, after the ceasefire agreement was reached, said that Egyptian promises on releasing both Bassam al-Saadi and Khalil Awawda were made, and the not releasing them is considered a breaching of the ceasefire that could take them back to, or the group back to the attacks. So basically, it's a very complicated silence and ceasefire agreement. The situation is still very unclear. It's still very fragile. On the other hand, UN humanitarian coordinator is here in the Gaza Strip, investigating the aftermath of the Israeli strikes. The power plant has said that by 15G, it should have all the fuel needed to operate fully today at 15G.
All right, thanks so much, Yumna. The Israeli strikes mostly hit three areas. Several people, including children and an elderly woman, were killed in the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza. Israeli airstrikes targeted an agricultural area in Khan Yunis in the south. Also hit were sites in Rafah along the border with Egypt. Well, those strikes killed Palestinian Islamic Jihad member Khaled Mansour. Let's bring in now Khaled Abu Hayat. He is the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement's media officer in Lebanon, joins us via Skype from Beirut. There seems to be some differing narratives on what exactly was agreed. So let me start with a very clear question. In your understanding, has Israel agreed to the immediate release of Palestinian Islamic Jihad figure Khalil al-Awada and the release in 2 weeks of Bassam al-Saadi? Is that what you understand Israel has agreed to?
Thank you for having me. The press office last night, the Secretary General has mentioned in his press conference that there is an agreement has been reached by the Egyptian, and that agreement announces that Khalil al-Awada had to be released today morning, and Bassam al-Saadi is to be released in within 2 weeks. Now it's for the Egypt. It's for Egypt to announce which one is right and which one is saying the truth, and what the agreement really had in its points.
But as we heard from our correspondent there, Israeli sources are indicating that they have not agreed to release these figures. Yes, what will it mean if they are not released within 2 weeks? What does that mean? A return to conflict?
Yes, sure. That was very obvious. We have a very clear decision that without releasing Khalil al-Awada and Bassam al-Saadi, there will be no ceasefire agreement. That will be a break for the agreement from the Israeli side, and the fight will be continued.
Let me just go into a little more detail, try and clarify this. There's a difference between saying we understand the Egyptians or the mediators or the UN will work towards the release of these two people. You're saying that's not your understanding. Your understanding is not a vague promise to work for the release of al-Awada and al-Saadi. Your understanding is that they will be released. That is the agreement, correct?
Yes, but if you remember, the Egyptian declaration has to be made yesterday at 5 p.m., but it has been late until 8 p.m. or so on. There was a difference between the situation between Islamic Jihad and the position between Islamic Jihad and the Israeli party. Islamic Jihad asserted that without mentioning the release of Khalil al-Awada and Bassam al-Saadi, there will be no ceasefire agreement. So the Egyptians have to take that into consideration, and they mentioned that into the announcement.
Where is this agreement? There has been no release of an official text of this agreement, right?
Yes, now I think that it's in the Egypt hands. Egypt has to say what was the agreement and how to deal with the situation. This is not the first time that the Israelis break the agreements. We know that, and we believe that Bennett and Lapid government had to make victory at the polls at the expense of the Palestinian people, at the expense of the Palestinian blood.
This is not the first time the Israeli governments go to this point. Now we have an agreement. Without it, there will be no ceasefire. We were very clear that we can stop, or we stopped launching rockets and stop fire, ceasefire, only on a condition that Khalil al-Awada should be released soon, I mean this morning, and that Bassam al-Saadi should be released within 2 weeks or so on. The Egyptians, they asked and demand that not to be limited with 1 week and to make more time.
All right.
Let me jump in
because time is running out. You mentioned the launching of rockets. How do you respond to the criticism that the launching of rockets this time hasn't really achieved much towards ending the occupation of the Palestinians, the Israeli occupation of Palestinians? It hasn't contributed much towards ending the siege of Gaza. All it's done is possibly violate the laws of wars by targeting civilian areas in Israel.
Yes, but we launched rockets against the Israeli aggressive military operation declared against us. But
they're going towards civilian areas, aren't they? Not just military targets.
Sorry?
The rockets are going towards civilian areas, military targets.
We were not in a battle. Israeli forces kidnapped Assadi from inside his home and killed Taysir al-Jabari. There was no firing, there was no battle. Israeli army have made a massacre against civilians, although they say that it was a military target. You cannot target military officials and leaders when there is no battle and when there is no fighting going on.
All right, thank you very much for your time and for sharing your perspective.
Thank you.